All right, folks, welcome back to the Shiitake Podcast. I'm your host, Shannon. With me is your co-host, Mamat. Mamat, say hello to the people.
Yan pasu.
And this week as our guest host, we have Walter from Canada. What's up, Walter?
Not much. Hello, everybody.
All right, folks. So this week, we will be reviewing Welcome to Demon School, Iruma-kun. But before we get into the show, it is my turn to do the question of the week. So, the question of the week for this week is, what is the most overused race in anime? By that, I mean, are we talking demons, angels, arachnids, centaurs, lamias? Let's hear it.
It's probably demon. You know the answers already.
That was real fast.
Yep. You guys agree with me?
I don't.
All right. Let's hear yours then. Walter, start with you.
I'm going to say elf.
Elf? Is it over here?
Because I have seen it used quite a bit, especially in lots of the older animes, like the Slayers and obviously those who hunt elves. You know, I think it's something that's dropped out of popularity over the years in lieu of other ones. But for my, I guess, generation of watching, it was elves.
Yeah, for modern days, they are using demons quite everywhere, you know? Everywhere that there's anime, they put demon in there.
Yeah. I agree with Walter and I agree with you, but for me, the one I always see so often, and I think for a long time it was definitely overused, was vampires.
Vampires, huh? I mean,
yeah. Hard on the vampires for a while. Like everything, because vampires went everything from like your standard, like Van Helsing and your action and horror anime, all the way to your ecchi and even going over to the X-rated side anime. So
yeah, for the last decade, and yes, that is the case. Vampire is the case for the last decade that I saw, I guess. But for modern days, they are just using demons overall, I guess.
Yeah, but it's the demons. I've only really seen demons majority of the time in the ecchi and like slice of life and your like comedy type stuff. You don't see it too much in like you honestly don't see it too much in the horror side and in the action side of anime. It just doesn't have the same coverage that vampires did or elves did, where they were in every single genre of anime when it was during that big moment for that particular species.
Yeah. But you know what? What the one really true answer to your question is, they are overusing humans.
Of course, they're overusing humans. I knew
that
you were
the real answer to your question, man.
Well, I'll tell you what: the day they make a whole anime about a different race of creatures and they don't show a single human, then we can start making strides to getting rid of humans in anime.
Yep.
Night on the Galactic Railway.
Galactic Railway what?
Night on the Galactic Railway. It was all about I can't even say that word right now.
Anthropomorphic?
Cats.
I cannot even say that word.
And it had a very strong Christian undertone. But it was a complete anime movie of cats walking around in the adventures of life after death.
That is weird.
It was.
The afterlife of cats?
Human cats.
Human cats?
Not cat girls like, kind of cats, but like kind of like
lawn, fur everywhere kind of cats.
Yeah, kind of like what was it? The Cat Returns.
So what does it have to do with Galactic Railway then?
Well, that's what the show was about.
That's what it was called. They were all on a train going through space, but has a severe Christian afterlife undertone to it.
And it was all about cats. There were no humans in the show.
Nope.
Okay. That's a bit weird. Maybe I should check it out.
Don't.
Don't know, right? No. Right. I
will whenever Walter brings up one of these old obscure anime, no, I'm steering clear.
Yeah, we have fallen into that trap before, right? Countless times, I guess. Yeah. We are so sorry about that, Walter. Oh man,
that was so good.
All right, so let's move on to our main topic then.
All right, so we're going to start with the synopsis, of course. As always, spoiler warnings. Obviously, this is a review podcast. If you don't want a review, I don't know why you're here. But the synopsis for Welcome to Demon School Iruma-kun. Suzuki Iruma, human, 14, one day finds himself taken against his will into the world of demons. To add to his predicament, his doting owner and self-appointed grandpa is the chair demon at his new school. In order to survive, Iruma must deal with a haughty student who challenges him to a duel, a girl with adjustment issues, and so many more scary beings. Can this ultimate pacifist dodge the slings and arrows that are flung his way? As he struggles frantically, Iruma's innate kindness begins to win over his enemies. That synopsis was from Crunchyroll.
Good synopsis. So.
It's better than last time.
It is not a summary of the first episode. That is good.
Yeah, this is flat. This is flat out. Here's what the whole show is about, not focusing on a single episode. So,
yeah, that is what synopsis is supposed to be, man.
Yeah, but when your whole first and second episode tell you what the show is going to be about, doing a synopsis that is basically the first and second episode is kind of unavoidable.
This is from Crunchyroll, right? Not from MyAnimeList.net?
No, this is from Crunchyroll. And we're not here to talk about Rent a Girlfriend anymore. Moving on to Welcome to Demon World. Welcome to Demon School. Stop it.
All right, before we start, I have to say something about the Japanese title of the show. I know we have talked about this before, but it is not the direct translation of the Japanese title.
What is the direct translation?
So, from my understanding, Mairimashita means I admit defeat. All
right.
So, the title should be I admit defeat, Iruma-kun.
Hold on. You're going to make me break out Google Translate on you to figure out if this is true.
Yeah, you can. Please do so if you doubted me.
Okay, so while I do that, let's go into scores and slogans.
All right. So I will start then. So I will give it a 7 originally, but I give it half a point more. And we will talk about it later then. And the slogan for it is who could have thought that hell could be such a paradise?
Okay.
That is my slogan. Yeah.
It's good.
So how about you, Walter?
I'm going to give it a 7.23 and we can go into that later.
All right.
Yes. That is a big grudge right now. And my slogan for it is Reverse Black Butler.
Reverse. All right. I get that references, but yeah, we shall move on. How about you, Shannon?
I'm going to give it a 7.75.
Why with you guys with the weird score?
I was going 7.5, and I really want to give it an 8, but I can't. Like, there's a couple of things that just make it so I can't give it that 8. I can't. So I'm moving as close as I can to the 8.
By that point, you might as well say 7.98 or something like that.
Well, no, because no, we stick with quarters.
7.23 is not a quarters, all right.
I'm sticking with quarters. Walter can do what he wants to do.
I have a reason for it.
All right. We'll talk about it. Okay, your slogan, please.
Slogan. I was struggling with this one. I mean, the only thing I could come up with is this could have went, doting grandfather of a child that's not your blood, this could have went a whole nother way.
Yeah. Agreed, but yeah. So, what did you say, Walter?
You don't have to rule 34 that.
Yeah, right? So, whose slogan is the best this week?
What was yours again, Lamont?
Who could have thought that hell could be such a paradise?
Walter, what was yours one more time?
Reversed Black Butler.
I gotta give it to Lamont.
Yeah, I'm going the same.
All right, guys. All right.
All you this time, buddy.
Okay. I got the win today. All right. I will accept it, even though I am not proud of it or anything about it.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, I know it wasn't bad, but it isn't that good. I am ashamed of myself.
Oh, shut up.
I tried to think of a way to turn it perverted, and I couldn't.
Yeah, initially you just couldn't, right?
It was too innocent.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's start. Let's start now. They tried to put some edgy in it, but it is not a
show.
I mean, yeah, all the succubus things and stuff, they tried, but it is not successful, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they did. Yeah, I don't really remember any particular points of like actual ecchi. I think they were trying to go for the cutesy love stuff, and I think we're just so jaded at this point with ecchi that we just assume it's always ecchi.
Yeah,
but it was actually some innocent, like actual, like love emotions going on. But sidebar, I have the translation that took way longer than it should have. But it's, mm-hmm. I have come, Ima-kun, is the direct translation.
I have come, yeah. In a different context, yes.
Well, that's the direct translation, because it's Marimashita Iruma-kun. And with this spelling, it's I have come, Ima-kun.
Yeah. Marimashita also mean like I have come visit.
Something like that. Remove his name.
But it is usually used in a fight when someone admit defeats.
I don't know about that, but okay.
Yeah. So it is not a really direct translation. There's no mention of a demon school or anything in that sentence, I guess.
Nah, not at all. But that usually happens, though.
Yeah, it really happened, but it really drives me crazy, you know? Whenever like I try to find stuff in the Japanese title, it always different, you know?
Well, yeah, that's why I don't use Japanese title.
How? You guys over there always use the Western title, I guess. But over here, well, yeah. I'm used to like a Japanese title, all right?
Well, I mean, it's not like you... Well, I don't know. For me, it's there's less chance of running into the wrong stuff using the English title, just because you don't hear these phrases very often. So,
yeah, for an education purposes, it sucks, but for the entertainment of it, yeah, maybe.
So, okay, end of sidebar. Continue on.
All right, I am really curious now. Why, Walter, you gave it a 7.23? Explain yourself now.
There was only 23 episodes.
God damn it.
That bugs me. Like, why not 24? Why not 25? Why not 26? But 23?
Like, oh, my God.
I don't think I've seen a single anime that had 23 episodes. I've seen 23
episodes. Oh, can I sit on my devil?
That's good.
God damn it. I fall for that trap. Oh, my.
I did not see that coming.
Yep.
It bugged me so bad.
I mean, yeah, it's just weird. Sometimes you encounter an anime that has only 10 episodes. Sometimes it has 28. Yeah, it's just weird, right? When you encounter like some random episodes number like that, like you always thought that where's the another episode of it? Where's number 24? Is it only really 23? You have to look around for it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's just weird.
Like, I thought I had like one more week or something to find, you know, for the last episode to come out.
Yeah, I did my research too because of that weird numbers. But yeah, the show itself has already released for a year now. And yeah, probably it only has 23. I thought to myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just weird. Okay, that is your reason now. I know now. And Shannon, why? Why 7.75?
It's nothing like Walter's answer, that's for damn sure. Yeah. I literally
give it like 6.66, you know?
Yeah, honestly, that was a missed opportunity.
Yeah, I know.
although the anime itself is not worth a six,
it is a seven at least.
Yeah, definitely. I gave it a 7.75 because, one, I don't think it needed to be 23 episodes. I think it needed to be 21 episodes.
Okay.
why
21?
Because the last two episodes.
I know. All right. You are trying to pick a fight with me now.
I'm not trying to pick a fight with you. I'm not trying to pick a fight with you. I'm not. If they had moved those episodes earlier in the season, I wouldn't say this.
Mm-hmm.
But by putting them in the order they did, they went past the natural ending point and brought in a bunch of two episodes worth of stuff that didn't really give you a satisfactory ending. Okay. It just was kind of like, here's the end. So because of that, I don't think it felt like it didn't need to be that long. If those episodes were earlier in the season, sure, whatever. But that's why I gave it like that, plus the other issues I had, is the reason I gave it a 7.75.
I mean, this show should be like at least 13 episodes and not 23.
I was fine with the longer episode count. I think there were a few episodes I could have did without. But overall, I wasn't bored at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really hating on the episode count as a whole, but it's just those specific episodes seemed really out of place.
All right, let's start with the positive stuff. What you like about the show, Walter?
I'd have to say it was just the way the main character was, like, you know, always downtrodden his whole entire life, and just how Solomon just turned it all around for him. And it's like just giving him a real childhood for once. You know, it was just, it was nice to see for once. Like, it was, I think this is like one of the first animes I was happy for the main character.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
his life is really sucks. His parents sucks. Everything about it sucks. He is only 14 years old and he was forced to work and support the family because his parents sucks. And in the end, even though it was such a quick transition, in the end, his parents just sold him to the devil itself.
Yeah, but it was such the devil, like, or crap, I need to pull the character name list because I can't keep already. The grandfather was such a sweet character with the way he treated him and their interaction, and his love for him is so pure. It really turned everything, like, it was like it could have really went a whole nother direction, but it's just like that is just so, for lack of a better term, adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And you really want to see him succeed in the show because of everything he's been through, and because you see him given this amazing chance that, that every kid who, like, every kid who's had a rough life would love to have. And it's like, yep, it's such a great show with, because of that.
Yeah, they managed to make us a root for Iruma throughout the show. That is one good thing. But I have a question here. Do you think that Sullivan, his grandfather, the devil, has a hidden agenda?
Well, I'm going to say yes.
Obviously, yes. Why?
Well, my whole reasoning is for one, it's, you know, obviously from the intro, they're kind of going towards the fact that Iruka is going to be the next Demon King. But even for the whole entire thing with Solomon, like, I was really big into mythology, so I know about the, what was it, like, the 72 seals of Solomon?
Mm-hmm. Solomon?
And so...
His grandfather is Sullivan.
No, his grandfather is Solomon. No, the ring that he wears, the ring that he got from the owl, uh-huh, is the ring of Solomon. Solomon was a king in, if I remember, correct me if I'm wrong, Walter, Solomon was a king in the Bible, correct?
Yeah, but he also had, I think, ties to Arabic legend as well.
All right.
But yeah, and he had like 72 seals. It's actually what the Magi, is it Magi? Sinbad and all of that?
I don't know.
Because I know they were always like talking about, you know, it was King Solomon's thing, and he had his 72 vessels, and each one were demons. And according to, like, you know, the whole 72 seals of Solomon, each seal represents a certain named demon that he was able to control by using their seals and names.
Okay. But we didn't saw that coming, though. Maybe the concept of it, they are trying to push the concept of Solomon, maybe? Well, but we didn't see that throughout the show, though.
Well, no, they're not pushing Solomon, but there's a specific reason they chose the name Solomon for his reign. And that, mm-hmm, and that's what Walter's bringing up, is that the Ring of Solomon, which is a ring of greed, because it eats demonic energy,
yeah,
is something that could be used to control demons and to channel their power, which is, we've seen him use with his grandfather's magic. So yeah, if he has a ring that lets him absorb magic energy and use it for himself, if Solomon had the 72 vessels who were all demons, and he was able to command them using those seals, that's the symbolism they're drawing on with the ring.
All right.
Yes, thank you, Shannon.
thank you for clarifying.
Which all is right, way deeper right. than I went with it.
Yeah, the show isn't supposed to be that deep, all right? It is a comedy and fantasy show.
But it is. Like, and that's the thing about anime. It's always a little deeper than you think it is. They make so many conscious choices in their character names and the imagery they use and the artifacts they bring in that it has to mean something. Even if it's not something that they touch on in the show, it means something to the creator. And they're drawing on that for a reason. And that's kind of the great little Easter egg that you can find being a deep fan, is looking into anime and seeing why they chose to reference certain historical characters and certain mythologies in a show. And this is a perfect example of doing it perfectly, because you have this wide world of demons and demon mythology, and then you can tap into some of the things from our mythology and combine the two, like the Ring of Solomon.
All right. So if what you guys said is true, and his grandfather has some kind of a hidden agenda. Where I was going with this question then. So, why Iruma, though, of all people? So, is it true that Iruma's parents sold sold Iruma to the devil, or Sullivan just approached them and just took Iruma from them?
I don't know if they approached, he probably approached them and sought Iruma out, but they definitely sold him to Sullivan. I think Sullivan did have a reason for choosing, that he does have another motive. I think he wants Iruma to be the next Demon King. And there's a reason that he keeps refusing to take the post. He even refused to become a Yod, which is, of course, the highest level of demon. He's refusing to take that post for a reason, because the other two like high-ranking demons don't want the job at all. And they keep telling Sullivan, just take the job. And Sullivan's like, no, I don't want to. I'm happy being the chairman. There's a reason for it. The prophecy that they keep talking about over and over and over again, he will heal demons with his blood. He will have pacts with a bunch of demons. All those prophecies are ringing true about Iruma. And I think Sullivan knew that. I think Sullivan knew that Iruma could be the next demon lord, which is why he sought him out and brought him home. I think, yeah, he wants to be that doting grandfather type. I think he plays that way too well for that to be an act. But I do believe that he does know that Iruma-kun can become the next demon lord. And I think he's just letting him do it and letting it come about.
Do you agree with that, Walter?
Yeah, full out.
No objection at all?
No, well, like, the whole entire thing, like, I really think Solomon was probably human at once, and that's why he knows so much about it. Because especially with the way the series ended off.
All right, so let's discuss about why most of the high-ranking demons didn't realize that Iruma is a human. Because you, as a high-ranking demon, should realize that human has entered your world, right?
Well, he's only met one.
Only a couple of them that realize that Iruma is a human.
Right, but he's only met two high-ranking demons. The only high-ranking demons he's met are Sullivan and Amari's father.
Yeah, Azazel, right?
Yeah, I think it's Azazel. But those are the only high-ranking demons that he met. Well, no, Azazel is the last name.
I mean, the teacher is quite a high rank too. The teacher should realize that. Rank was.
They never said what.
Shannon?
I said they never said what his rank was.
Yeah, but by the looks of it, he is quite a high rank.
That doesn't necessarily equate to knowledge, though. Sullivan's been around for over 1,000 years. Self-proclaimed. And then, that's what he said. That's it. We don't really know what his true age is, but he said that he mentioned being around for 1,000 years. Mm-hmm. And then Azazel, Mari's father, it works for Border Patrol. So it's his job to know, to be able to recognize humans. It's the only reason Amari could recognize that he was a human, because of the forbidden text, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Because of
Iruma just you know. But it still bugged me though, why some of the high rank demon didn't realize. Maybe it is too peaceful over there that most of them didn't even realize that humans exist, right?
Maybe. Well, say it again, Walter.
Oh, they think that humans are a myth now.
Yeah. They are so peaceful that they are no longer demons at that point, right? Some of them try to go back to basics. Well, it is what they say.
Right, but then we get
most of them didn't think that humans exist anymore. Maybe that's the key.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. Most of them don't believe humans exist anymore. But again, he hasn't really met that many high ranking demons yet. The teacher is not a high ranking demon. He's a demon. He's probably not even top 3 yet. So, if he's not at least top three tiers, he's, we can say he's not a high ranking demon. We'll just say that.
Yeah. Maybe he's probably ranked at 6, maybe 7, maybe.
Yeah. So, and of course, yeah, everyone knows that everyone believes demons are myth, or humans are myths. So no one's going to suspect anything other than if they smell him. And it's like, why do you smell so good? Like at the entrance ceremony. To get into the whole demon thing,
his grandpa already just covered him in a perfume or something like that.
Right, but he's been in school for a year now. Is he taking a bath in that stuff every day?
We don't know that because we don't have a bath scene.
Right. I actually have a theory about that that I've been thinking. I think it's the food.
Food?
Humans have this weird thing that happens to us. When we eat certain foods, our natural scent changes because of what we're sweating out changes, so it changes what our aroma is. If the same thing is happening in demon world, as he's eating the food from the netherworld, his scent is changing to be something closer to the scent of a demon because they eat what they eat. So their scents are becoming more closely aligned. Not to say he's going to smell 100% like a demon, but it may be helping to not smell so much like a human.
Yeah, maybe that's the case, but it is too far-fetched to be true.
That is not far-fetched at all.
I mean, scientifically, yes, but in anime world, though, maybe?
Don't give me that. There are so many times we've had this argument where it's like, well, yeah, that's true in anime world, but that doesn't make sense in scientific fact. And now you're flipping the script on me. No. I don't fully valid theory as to why he has not been eaten yet.
I mean, it's anime world. You shouldn't think too much about it, you know?
Walter, Mamaz, if we were not going to think too much in anime, we wouldn't be doing this podcast.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh my god. And firm.
All right, we're still in a positive note here. So what I like about the show is the introduction and the quick transition, and what happened is very snappy, you know? It literally just you got immersed in the world really fast. Like the first episode, it is so, you don't have really much context about Iruma and stuff, but they managed to make us go with the character so quickly. It is amazing. Don't you feel that?
Yeah, I agree. They did a great job of bringing you into the world and helping you understand everything.
Yeah. It happens so fast, but it really, effective, you know? So, at first, the show led us towards the comedy parts, I guess. And they shifted towards a very serious note. And then they shifted again to the comedy part. And it ended just like that. What happened over there? What do you think, Walter?
I don't know. I just thought it was funny all the way through. Like, you know, yeah, they had the one serious moment with the whole school incident.
Mm-hmm.
But I you know, it was still really enjoyable. A lot of it, even like, you know, they still managed to sneak comedy into the right parts, like when they were trying to make the map for it. And I can never remember what the girl's name was, the one with the awesome pockets.
Clara?
Yeah, and she was just like, oh, I can make these little dolls.
Don't you think that it is just too convenient at that point?
Well, no, because they already had that ability set up right early on. It's not like it was just something made out of convenience. They already stated the fact that anything, what was it, that she touches, she can replicate.
Right.
And it's not like they use it that often. I think the total number of times we use that power for actually progress the story is only twice.
Okay, I guess. So, I don't know what they are trying to do here, but they are throwing so much stuff in the show. At first, it is all about comedy. And then there's some musical, I guess, part of it. And there's some serious note. Yeah. And then, yeah, Clara is all about the musical stuff, I guess.
Oh, and God, I love it.
And we even have an idol concert for some reason in the Demon World. So what's going on with the show, though? Is it supposed to be like that? Or they are just testing the water for something?
I think they're just having fun.
You think so?
Yeah.
But do you think that the show should be serious from the start, or just it is fine as it is?
I think it's perfect how it is, as long as they can keep that going.
Oh, all right. What do you think about it, Shannon?
I mean, I think the show is purposely nondescript. I think they just want to tell the story they want to tell without being stuck in a single genre. They want to do what they want to do, which is what in this case is done very well. They don't spend too much time dwelling on any one thing. The comedy is a consistent all throughout. The seriousness is the breakup of the comedy, but it also gives the story a bit more direction.
Yeah.
Well, a bit more direction, because if it's all comedy all the time, then it gets kind of one note. And I think having that overarching like background story of seriousness does help overall. I'm not a fan of the idol stuff.
Yeah. Figures, right?
You know that. but I mean, I liked the way they did the show. I did. It was a little bit of slice of life done well. It was a little bit of fantasy, a whole lot of fantasy, comedy, a little bit of action. It was just great overall. Like I mean, really thought they did that well.
When you think about it, it is just a high school anime with a demon twist put inside of it. Don't you think so?
No, the demon, like the high school twist is part of it, but the demon part takes up way too much precedent to really be like a side thing. It's more than just a setting. Like, it really is the background for everything that's going on in the serious portion of the show, because Sullivan like taking Iruma, the trying to go back to basics and destroy the current demon world, the whole Demon King thing we know is going to play a role in the future. So I think it's more than just a setting. I think it is actually integral to the story.
All right. So I guess anything you want to add in a positive note of the show? Walter?
No, we pretty much touched the majority of what I saw.
Shannon?
No, I'm good. I think we covered a lot of it.
So let's move on into the negative part then. So what is wrong with the show itself? What is the thing that you don't like about the show?
The episodes are out of order. You don't keep going past the logical ending point. You had a perfect ending for the season, and you kept going.
You call it an ending, though.
It was that. No, Sullivan getting free, wrapping up everything on the family day. It was a perfect ending. And they decided to be like, nah, we're not done. We're going to throw a little bit of fun in there. Here's the idol anime that nobody asked for. And then here is...
Well, I asked for that.
Yeah, I know you always ask for it. And here's something else that's like, just because we can add it in, because we have like 2-3 episodes left. So yeah, we're going to throw that in there. And nobody asked for that. Okay, I didn't ask for that. I like shows to end at the logical ending point, not like beyond where they need to end. And then I can't remember what the last episode was even about. Oh, the last episode was where like they're just trying to cheer him up as he like thinks about if he even wants to go back to the human world. That mm-hmm. really felt like an unnecessary episode. Like, they could have did that earlier in the season and it would have been fine. The only thing that had to come at the end with hit, like, that cliffhanger that they gave us at the end of the very last episode, which was all kinds of mean, but really makes me want a season two. They could have put that at the end of episode 21 and it would have been fine.
No, it wouldn't work.
It would have made more sense.
It yeah. would have worked. It would have made more sense, Walter. Thank you. It would have worked just fine. You just want your idol episode.
Yeah.
That was I didn't like that.
I'm not denying that at all. But the ending, though. The ending is something else. But if... This is just my theory. Maybe they put something in his drink or in his food that made him change his personality. Maybe something like that.
Well, yeah, but we don't know. And that's the thing.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, that's the thing. That is just like a cheap way that make us want to see season two of the show. That is just...
It was a cheap way, but it worked.
It really works, huh? Maybe.
It did work. Like, they've done it before, and it didn't work that well, and it's like, meh, whatever. No, this one, I want, like, what happened to him? Why are y'all demon like now? And why are you talking to his grandpa like that? That ain't cool. So, no, I want to see what the hell happened.
All right. Okay. Is there anything you want to add? In the negative part?
Well, one of the other things that got on my nerves was there's a lot of unnecessary like stuff, but I get it. Slice of life. That's the slice of life portion of it.
It's a comedy. Whole show is just, we are just going for the ride now. We are just following what will happen to Iroma, you know? We are just a spectator. We are just a sideliners and just see what will happen to Iroma. Just having fun in his new life, I guess.
And I don't know, I wasn't a huge fan of the multiple parts per episode thing. I was like, can we get a single story per episode?
It's a comedy thing, all right? If you watch comedy anime.
I've watched many a comedy anime, and normally it's still like one, maybe two per episode, not three or three plus. And it's like it was a little too much for me.
Yeah, but it's a comedy thing. That's why I said,
it doesn't mean it's good.
Are they trying to test the waters with the shifting in storytelling and stuff, or is just how it is, you know?
No, I don't think they were testing the waters. I think they were already doing what they did. They knew what they were doing. They're playing the fun games and then giving us some action as the interlude between more comedy and keeping it light. So
yeah. So for me, the not so good thing about it is the art style is a bit cartoony.
Yeah, it's a bit old OG anime.
I wouldn't call it OG anyway, but it's a bit cartoon. It's a bit childish, you know.
It reminds me of the style
towards kids, I guess.
Well, no. So the style of it, not necessarily how it came out, because it's not dated, but the style of it reminds me of Ranma ½. What was that one with Lum? The one
Uretsu something rather.
Yeah. That one. It reminds me of that style of anime, that art style. It definitely, for me, it screams that. So I didn't have a problem with the art style. It kind of made me feel nostalgic back to the old days. but it didn't feel dated. It didn't feel like, it didn't have kind of like that whitewashed kind of like layer that seems to appear over those. But I didn't have a problem with the art style. It wasn't like,
I mean,
CGI or anything, but it was still enjoyable.
It is quite detailed, but this is just my preferences, maybe. I don't like the cartoony art style of this show at all. I don't like it. Maybe I am fine if this is just a pure comedy anime, but this show is not purely comedy anime. There's more to it than just comedy. So, yeah. That is just my opinion, though. Maybe you're okay with that. I don't know.
No, I was fine with it. I didn't have a problem with it.
So, how about you, Walter?
I wasn't a fan of like the pop star episode, just because it seems like, you know, they dragged it out for a minor side character who I think is actually has a lot more to do in the story. Like, I personally think that she's the guy who tried to blow up the school. She's the one that he befriended.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so I think maybe that's why they're trying to like line her up now, because they lined him up. So now they're trying to get her lined up so they can kind of have those two as recurring side characters.
I mean, it is a setup for something, but they just stopped midway. Maybe that is just my theory.
Well, for me, it's just, you know, with them, like what Shannon was saying, where they had like 3+ parts to an episode of different little skits, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know, the pop star could have been that.
Yeah, it could have been that. But that's why I said that is just my theory, though. Maybe there's something bit that is going on with that character, but they just stopped midway. Maybe the show itself should be like a 24 episodes because of that reason. But because they stopped midway, they stopped at 23. That is just my theory, though. Because when you think about it, maybe this is just my theory, though. I don't know if it's true or just, I don't know. So when you think about it, the idol, maybe they want to do something like this. The idol fail, and all the other demons starts to become stressed, and they become a monster, like a pure demon. That is how I see it will supposed to happen, maybe. But they didn't do that because they want to stay into the comedy route, I guess. That is just my hunch, though.
That
would have been too what?
Too easy.
Too easy, huh? Yeah, that's why they stopped midway, maybe.
No, I don't think that was ever the plan. That wouldn't make much sense. What were you gonna say, Walter?
I just think that, you know, it was just to set her up. That was the only reason they did it. They just needed to find a way to get her in the series some way or another.
Yeah. But wait, I have some negative part that I have to say. Clara, though, the musical part, is it supposed to be there? I can accept maybe if they only did it once, but 3 times?
Oh, you're talking about with her parents, with her mom and her siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's supposed to be there, but God, is that no, that is, oh God.
That is really over the top, all right? They are using the same musical note, but they just changed the lyrics of it.
That's not uncommon for a musical. If you listen most musicals like Phantom of the Opera, Hamilton, they'll use the same melody, but they'll change it. They'll just change the tempo, or they'll just change the words sometimes. Usually it's called a reprise, I believe. So that's not uncommon. But God, do I hate Clara's whole family.
I mean, if they only did it once, I'm okay with that. Two times is a bit pushing it, you know? But 3 times? Really now?
I love those parts. I laugh so much with watching them because I was just like, oh my god, I would so love to be in that family.
Okay, maybe that is your thing, but for me though, that is too much. Yeah, that is all that I have to say about the negative part. So let's move on into the characters, I guess. So okay. Favorite characters. Probably Iruma, right? Who else? Maybe
I'm gonna say everybody. I loved all of the characters.
The characters were pretty great. Most of the characters were great.
Mm-hmm. But we are talking about favorite characters over here.
Well, we know who Walter's favorite character was.
Is it Clara, Walter?
Clara and Solomon.
Solomon, the grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. How
just
about
because
you,
because both of them were so over the top.
I got to go with probably Az.
Asmodeus?
Yeah, Asmodeus. Like, I don't know why. He's totally not the normal kind of character that I really liked. But I don't know why, but I really liked him in this show.
I mean, combat ability, yes. He is the strongest in the first year.
But he was funny, too. Like, how over the top he was. His actor is like, I'll just serve you then. And then, like, he goes so far out of his way just to make Iruma's life easy. It's just, I don't know. I just got a kick out of him.
Usually you hate that kind of character, though.
I know. I don't know why. I don't know. But I liked Azazel.
You like Azazel? Amaris with that?
No. I'm using the wrong damn name.
Asmodeus.
Yeah, I don't know why I said. I don't know why I said it. I told you, I'm running on fumes.
They are using quite a weird name, Asmodeus Ellis. Is Ellis a boy's name?
Alice is not a boy's name.
So Asmodeus is a family name for them. Ellis is his real name.
I'll pull up their names. Yeah, Alice is his first name.
Yeah, because her mom's name is Asmodeus Amaryllis, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, Asmodeus Amaryllis. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know why they named that boy Alice.
Maybe his mom wanted a girl, but she got a boy. Yeah, maybe that's the case, right?
Maybe.
But really, though, her mom is a lot of seduction.
Yeah, that had me wrong.
It's just wrong in every way. Oh, my. So, for me, it will be Iruma, though. Of course, Iruma. Iruma is a very kind guy. He have been through enough. And this is like a turn of a new leaf for him, you know? So, Lee's favorite character. Okay, what do you think?
I like the rumor, but he was a little too cliche.
I mean, there's a bunch of a cliche thing that they did over here, but it is not over the top.
No, it's not over the top.
Yeah. I don't mind that at all. Because, yeah, maybe my expectation is a bit low because it is... I come to it thinking that this is a comedy and not a very serious show. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. Maybe if it is a serious show, kind of like Rent a Girlfriend, I would have complained about it. But for this show, I'm okay. So for the least favorite character, though, Walter.
Blonde-haired demon guy who put the geek one up to doing that stuff to the school.
Oh, the Lord of Thunder?
Yeah.
Was it Ball?
That's it.
Which one again? Lord of Thunder?
Yeah. So he was the one that he was the blonde-haired one. at the council meeting, the Council of 13.
Oh, all right.
Like, he's the only asshole on the show.
I mean,
yeah,
they needed one for the show.
Like, I really thought that that was going to be Sabnock, but no, it ended up being really funny.
Yeah. Sabnock is just a funny hardball character, you know?
You know, okay, so Sabnock for me, like, really made me flash back to an old movie called Revenge of the Nerds.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, yes.
He was Ogre.
Yes.
Yeah.
I doubt you've seen this movie, Mamad, but basically it's like all the geeky kind of nerdy kids get picked on by the jocks, and there's one time, Ogre, he's really really dumb but he's really big and strong. Well, in the second movie he ends up joining the nerds and starts like wearing pocket protectors and glasses and all that kind of stuff. And when Sabnock joined the he joined the battler for the Demon King, and all they really did was research, and like he was like, yes, this is where I belong. I'm like, dude, you are completely Ogre. I can't. Like, that's 100% Ogre.
Yeah.
So that's when I started really liking Sabnock.
Sabnock is fine. Maybe he's quite an asshole from the beginning, but nah, he's a kind guy.
No, he was a good character.
Yeah.
So my least, the character I hated wasn't even a main character, wasn't really a side character. She was only in the cameos, and she just got on my nerves. I don't know why, but she did. It's the little purple thing with one eye.
Oh, all right. I get it. That she demon thinks that she is very sexy for some reason, right?
She, like when Asmodeus is running and like racing Clara, and he kicks up a breeze, and she's like, oh, you naughty breeze. Like, ain't nobody trying to see that. Ain't nobody trying to see the little purple ass, okay? Get in the classroom.
Yeah. Remember when Clara tried to study about succubus? And yeah. Clara got even lower score than that demon?
He's 2%.
Oh my, that demon is much sexier than Clara. Oh my. That is just hilarious. That is just hilarious. So for me, my least favorite character would be you guess who? Iruma's parents.
Well, you can't count them because they're not characters in the show.
I mean, yeah, they're quite a bit in the flashback and stuff.
No,
but never fulfilled.
But we never actually see the characters.
Yeah, I know. But the fact that they are there, you know, they will mention. You know, they don't have any screen time at all. But
no, that's not.
It is not Gaon. You see?
No, that doesn't count.
Come on.
Well,
the character is fine. It is not I will hate those characters in the show.
You can hate his parents, but they're not technically like they're not really characters in the show.
Oh man. You make it hot now.
Hey, I asked Walter for the tiebreaker. He sided with me. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Oh, I want some Reese's peanut butter cups.
Okay, I will go with the teachers then. Caligo?
Oh, Calico.
Yeah.
I know it is Caligo. It is Caligo. Yeah.
Caligio? Yeah, Caligio. They pronounce it Caligio, but
the spelling is Caligo.
The spell is Caligo, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was really feeling that way too up until the point where he is trying to
summon the familiar, right? Up until that,
I don't know when he's trying to scold Iruma for basically saving the day or doing something really amazing, and then he gets real close and he's like, "You need to trust in your teachers more." And like you can tell he's trying to sculpt him, but at the same time he has a slightly endearing tone to it where he's like, you need, like, I know I'm hard on you, but you need to trust us and call us when you need us.
Yeah, like, I know.
And that's one
that of is literally a guy tsundere over there. That's yes. Literally a male tsundere over there. Yeah.
Yes.
But so still, that's, though. His attitude really gets on me.
No, I agree with that. If I was going to pick a teacher, it would have been the green haired teacher.
The moment Iruma summoned him as a familiar, I just applauded. Really slow clapping.
That, I saw that coming and I still thought it was epic. And they're like, well, that's a demon seal humans use to summon demons. He's putting his blood on it. He's going to summon him. Yep. And then as soon as he did it, and he turned into the little gray chicken, I'm like, oh, Lord.
That is so good. And when a new teacher tried to give a lesson about familiar, that time too. Oh my, that is so good too. Iruma forcefully summoned Kalego, and mm-hmm. Kalego just have to admit defeat. You know, at that point, just have to go through with it. That is so good. So that brings us to the most favorite scene or most memorable one, I guess. Start with you, Walter.
It has to be when he unlocks the final power of the ring. That was just so epic.
I mean, we saw that coming.
Oh, I know, but just the fact that he got like demon rings coming out and the dragon became like even bigger and badder looking. Like, yeah. Oh, that was just all the right stuff.
That was a great scene.
All right, that's fair. How about you, Shannon?
Well, I gotta stick with the action side of it, and I gotta go for the dodgeball battler. When
you mean the cannonball?
Yeah, when he catches Asmodeus's fireball, and then he realizes he can't stop it, so he redirects it and launches it straight at Asmodeus. That scene, I loved it. I thought that was great. Because I was really sitting here wondering, how the hell are you going to win when you can't throw for shit? And then as soon as he pulled it in, like I saw him, like he was catching it. He's like, okay, I know what I have to do. I was like, he's going to throw it back. And then you saw him do the spiral in the air with the fire nado. And I was like, oh, that is just epic. It was a perfect scene. I loved it.
So, yeah. They are just throwing like a very over the top move name, right? For Iruma, what is it called again? Overwhelming crisis evasion capability, something like that.
So his normal thing is his overwhelming crisis evasion ability.
Uh huh.
That's his normal one. I don't remember what they called his new one.
So as for me though, my favorite part is maybe this is just you hear it on the background, but the monster that they use it as a bell, announcement bell and a school bell for some reason that goes like go 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 go. That always gets me. It is not even a real scene, you know, but that always gets me, though. That is so funny. So, least favorite scene then. Do you have any?
You know what it is.
Okay, I know what it is from you, Shannon. But from you, Walter.
The fact that Cthulhu wasn't in there, even though he was in the title.
It was in the title?
He was in the opening.
They're fighting Cthulhu, but he never made it into the series. I was really hoping he would have.
Oh, all right. Maybe we saw that in the upcoming episodes. Maybe, right? So I don't have to ask Shannon for his least favorite moments then, I guess. So for my least favorite moments,
for the listeners, it is the unnecessary idol episode.
God damn it. You have to say
with cross-dressing the boot for no reason.
I mean, it was Clara's idea. And it is idle, you know. But most of them didn't realize that it is Iroma. But what the hell? It is worse than Superman. It was worse than Superman's disguise, all right? Even Amiri, you know. Even Amiri has a second thought about it. Come on. So for me, though, my least favorite moments would be Clara's musical act. That is a given over there.
Clara's musical act?
Yeah. What else should I call it? Oh, my. All right, so let's wrap it up, guys.
Wait, one more question.
All right.
Would you watch a season 2? Because it's coming out spring 2021.
That is my question, though.
You said let's wrap it up. That's not wrapping it up. This is the final question.
With the conclusion. That is a conclusion question over there. So thank you for that. Yeah. Probably I will watch it, but not at the day it releases, you know?
No.
Walter? No, I'll definitely like watch it as it comes out, each episode. And yeah, it's definitely one I want to buy for the collective.
Maybe it will be only just like 15 episodes and you will search for it till forever, you know?
It will be 21 episodes. Shut up.
Maybe they will only release like 17. Something stupid like that.
Then they get a 7.17.
Yep. We'll get a 7.17 after this.
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
Shannon, will you watch it?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I'm impatient, so I'll probably... I don't like waiting week to week, so I'll probably wait till it's all done and just binge the whole thing. But I agree with Walter. Definitely need to buy this one for the collection.
Wow, you guys. Really? Okay.
It's definitely worth
it. It was kid safe.
Yeah, something I can watch with my kids, which is great.
For the listeners out there, Walter is a big collector, all right? He has a ridiculous amount of DVDs and Blu-rays. I don't know. It is so massive. Maybe we will check it out later. Maybe someday we will turn ourselves into like a video podcast.
We'll do a mini get to know the crew.
But if you want to know about it, you can talk to us. What is our socials again, Shannon?
So you can find us on Facebook, on Shiitake Podcast. You can also find us on Instagram under the same name. And then, of course, you'll be listening to this on whatever streaming platform that you like. But our main hub is Anchor. What is it? Anchor.fm?
Anchor.fm/Shiitake.
There you go.
And you can also email us at shiitakepodcast@gmail.com.
Let us know what you want us to
ask. So, I guess, yeah, what you say?
That you want us to ask, let us know. We're working into the show.
Mm-hmm. So I guess that is the end of our episode. So let's wrap it up with our catchphrase. What is our catchphrase again? Wait, it's my catchphrase again.
It's your catchphrase. What the?
I'm sorry about that, guys. So
all that idle stuff rot in your brain.
Even though demons are surrounding you guys, please stay safe. Please don't die.
You know, this is probably the only time you ever hear me say this. This show is just too wholesome There is no time for opai.
There is no time for opai. All right. Now, huh?
Time for opai. Actually, I take it back. Meeting with school president, you will find time for opai.
Okay.
And if you all find if you find yourself surrounded by demons on all sides, don't worry. Be edgy. Make it like all others.
All right, guys. So see you next week, I guess. See you in the next episode. Let's say it with me now, guys. Shiitake.